another opportunity to be in his house.
Amen.
It's an opportunity when you're in the house of God. God wants us to do what's right, live right, preach right, sing right.
That's right.
Because sooner or later, he's going to call us on.
Yes.
He's calling so many of the oldest saints home now.
Yes.
They're going here, there, everywhere.
Yes.
And there have been so many in the last few years. And sometimes I think, well, Sister Georgette and Sister Zoe's up there just romping around,
yes,
singing and shouting and everything. Well, we got to do it while we're right here before we go to heaven.
Amen.
We got to do it right here. Now, I want to go, thought about something. We was talking about the 23rd Psalms the other day, and it put a thought in my heart. I want to reread this thing. I want us all to pay attention.
Yes.
The Lord is my shepherd. Now, who's this saying it? Can we say that about ourselves? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He belongs to me. He's mine.
Amen.
Isn't that something? He's my shepherd. He belongs to me. You can't take him from me. He's mine. He's mine. He's mine. You ever seen a child argue over a toy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's mine. Oh, that's mine. That's mine. That's mine. One thing about the Lord, there's so much there for him that it's enough for everybody.
That's right. That's right.
See what I'm saying? And it's enough there. He's mine. Praise God. We'll try not to be too long. We're going to do what the Lord has for us to do and sit down.
That's right.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I don't want nothing else. I don't want anything else but God. He's my shepherd. He's going to bring me through. He's going to take me through.
Yes.
I know how he works.
Yes.
Because why? He's mine.
He's,
he belongs to me.
Yes.
I was thinking about how these squatters, they go into the house. People gone out of town. And they go in there and they take over the house.
Mm-hmm.
They change the locks and everything. When you come back, they said, this is my house. One thing about it, they cannot take Jesus from you.
That's right.
He's yours. Mine. See? And Jesus, they cannot take him from you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Listen now. Green. Some place where you can be fed.
Amen.
See? A shepherd has got to feed his flock.
That's right.
And I want you to pray for me.
That's
I need
right.
the Lord to help me.
Yes.
He feeds his flock.
Yes.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Oh, he don't lead you into the devil territory. He leads you by the still waters. You ever been by the still waters? Anybody know what still waters mean? Quiet, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Quiet water, yeah. And you can just look at it. Oh. Such a blessing. You know, if you go out to the ocean out there and watch the waves come in, it just relaxes your whole body.
Yes.
The Lord leads us by the still waters. See? Still. Not, I can't hardly hear nothing, but it's still. It's good for your soul. Now, some people don't see it like that. He leads me by the still waters. He restoreth my soul.
Yes.
Isn't that something? How people say, I restore this car over here. You know what that means? They redid it. Mm-hmm. Crash, when he does a job, he redoes the whole inside.
That's right.
All inside, he redoes it. Overdoes it.
Restores
everything. He takes out all the sin, all those other things like that. He puts in a heart with flesh.
Yeah.
He puts in a heart with flesh. Isn't that something? And people don't grasp a hold. They don't grasp a hold of the still waters. They don't grasp a hold, the Lord is my shepherd. See? They don't grasp a hold of it like they need to. And this is why a lot of people are missing out. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for my name's sake. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. He's not going to lead you in the path of the devil. He leads you in the path of righteousness for my name's sake. I want to be righteous. And not everybody in here does, right?
Amen.
I want to be righteous. I want to be more righteous.
Yes.
I want the Lord to lead and direct my thoughts and lead me in the right directions, and He'll do that. But we got to come to a place where God is pleased with our walk with Him. We cannot please God if we still have sin in our life.
That's right.
Can't do it. So we have to get all that out and let the Lord work. A deep work.
Yes.
A deep cleansing. I think about a message Brother Hargrave preached. He said, you need to get a good drink of the well. And that's what we're here for today. We need a good deep drink of the cool water. See? The well. Still waters. May God help us. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Though I walk through the valley. But we know what the valley is, right? Valley is our tests and trials. Up on the mountain, we shout, hallelujah. We get down into the valley down there where our tests and trials are hard and all that. Are we still shouting? Can we still shout? Hallelujah. Praise God. Are we doing that? The shadow of death. Hey, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We don't have to fear that evil. That's the devil. Let the Lord work all that. See, if we go all the way back, and if the Lord is my shepherd, what? What we're going to do with this? I shall not want. Lord, help us here.
Yes, bless your word, Lord.
I will fear no evil.
Yes.
I'm not going to fear no evil because the Lord is right here by my side. You know, I thought about one time I had to go to court. And I really don't know what it was for, traffic ticket or something maybe. I got up there and I really shook inside. And you know what? It just felt like the Lord was sitting right next to me.
Thank the Lord.
Saying, I'll take care of this.
Yes.
And he did.
Yes.
May God help us. Sometimes we don't cast all of our cares on the Lord like we need to. We need to cast all of our cares, not just some of them, but all of them. So much is happening now. I think about young people now. All this killing and robbing and stealing. And lots going on. But we don't want to get caught up on things and lose our soul. Doubt about the Sunday school. Brother Marvin said he went back in that store and paid for that. Yeah. You got to. You don't. You get to heaven, get to heaven's door up there, you're going to see it.
Yes.
What about this? You didn't pay for that candy bar. Oh, Lord, help us, Jesus. You didn't pay for that. You know, God sees everything. There is nothing he don't miss. Not a wink, not a thing. Nothing. He knows it all. You know why? The Lord is my shepherd. He knows. He sees all the same. Say, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou art with me. The Lord will be with us. So why do we fret? Why do we get so frizzy and fret a lot? Why do we do that? Lord, help us here. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes, he is.
We read that, and we go through our test and our trial, and we say, the Lord is my shepherd, Satan.
That's right.
Go back to your pit, which you assume.
Yes.
Yeah. Let him know. God is my shepherd. You're not my shepherd. Get skittle. Boo. Get out of here. And he's got to go.
That's right.
The scripture says, resist the devil, and he will. W-I-L-L, flee.
Thank you, Lord.
He's got to go, people. He's got to go. I will fear no evil. That's a big chunk there, isn't it? I'm not going to fear no evil. Paul, we read about Paul today. He didn't feel no evil.
Yes, help me, Lord.
Help us.
Help me.
Jesus didn't feel no evil. He went right on. Right on. He didn't half step. He didn't drag his feet. Christ knew what he had to go through.
Yes.
See? When Paul got in there, you know, Paul was, I believe he was saved and then sanctified. I think sanctified just right after it, or at the same time, something anyway, something to that matter. And Paul got a hold of something. Here he was out trying to persecute the saints. I thought about something one time. And a lot of the younger brethren went against Brother Hargrave. And Lord dealt with my heart. And I stopped by his house. And I told him, I said, Brother, I said, I want to clear everything up.
Thank the Lord.
I want everything cleared in my life. And to this day, if he was here, he'd tell you, I didn't believe Brother Baxter was going to do all that. But I did. I cleared it up. I said, Brother, I want to go to heaven.
That's right.
And these other brethren went back on the Lord. You understand what I'm talking about? And they went their own way. Some of them had divorced the wives and things like that. And they went their own different ways. Why? Because they didn't have the Lord for their shepherd. They didn't have the Lord for their shepherd. And that's something we need to consider. Who is your shepherd today? Who's your shepherd? I don't have one. You gotta have one. Who's leading you? He's going to lead you all in all paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yes.
So to lead, if he's going to lead us, we have to be flexible. Scripture said, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, the mouth of the sword shall be devour you.
Yes, that's right.
May God help us.
Help us, Lord.
I fear no evil, for thou art with me. The Lord is always with us.
Yes.
He don't leave us, we leave him.
That's right.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, God, help us. If we can only feel the rod and the staff, or see things a little clearer, may God help us. We're in a day and time where it's going to take the Lord to give us strength. Gonna take God. We're in the last part of the last days, saints. We want to see souls saved.
Yeah.
We want to see our children saved. How close do we walk to the world? Gotta be careful. Don't get too close to the world. Because your children are watching. Each and every step you take. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. In the presence of my enemies. God will prepare a table before you. He'll be right there and amongst your enemies.
Yes.
And he will take you through. Yes, that's right. God will take you through. Why? Because he's our shepherd.
Yes, my Lord.
He's our shepherd. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Oh, saints, let me say this. When's the last time you see some of the saints run up and down the aisle in Miami over there, sister? They still run up and down the aisle? Huh?
I haven't seen it since Sister Woman, Sister Georgia.
Yeah. Well, we still have to have that.
Amen.
We have to have that zeal. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
That's right. God is our shepherd. We must fear and trust God, but we don't fear the devil. Yeah. My cup runneth over. You ever heard the word saturate? An overflowing of God's love. It overflows that other people can get grasp a hold of it. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Dwelling in the house of God forever. It'll take God to help us. Like I said, we're nearing the end of the way, saints. We don't have no other place to go but to the Lord.
Yeah, that is so true.
If we want to earnestly be saved, earnestly live for God, I know we're living in the last day. It talks about perilous times. But you know what? Perilous times is past. Christ is at the door. Christ is at the door. And he wants us to be ready to meet him. Now, we're just thankful for a few little thoughts. I need God to help me.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, reaching to you. But I want the Lord to help me.
Amen.
Through it all. Through it all. I mean, go on. So pray much for me.